Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Zayin, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis, moving along, Perek Arva Roitev, moving along in sugyas of Tumah V'Tahira, specifically Uktzin related sugyas. So the Mishnah, Beitzas, Hasheretz, Hamiru Kemes, the egg of a sheretz in which an embryo was formed, Tahira is taught. We know there's Shmoyne Shratzim. The Torah mentions them in Parashat Shmini. We'll go through them a little bit during the course of the daf, whose nevelos are metama. So the nevela of a behema is metama. We know that. It's also vachila. It's also metama. The nevela of a sheretz is also metama, but not all Shratzim. There are Shmoyne Shratzim whose nevela is metama. The Mishnah is discussing an egg that was laid by a sheretz that lays an egg, not all do, but one that does. Inside the egg, there's an embryo. Its nevela, says the Mishnah, is going to be tar. Meaning, if somebody comes in contact with the egg, he's not going to be tummy. Now, you'll tell me, if somebody comes in contact with the egg, he anyway shouldn't be tummy. Because even if the embryo was tummy, but now that you came in contact with the egg, how do you become tameh? The Teretz is, the egg is a shomer of the embryo. So the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that even though there's an embryo inside this egg, afal pi kein, by touching the egg, the shomer, you don't become tameh. Stating that, the Mishnah says that's not always the case. Nikva kol shu tameh. If, however, there's a neket, even the size of a kol shu, inside this egg, at that point, one will be tameh. We'll see in the Gemara. Achbar, a mouse. Shechetz yoy basar v'chetz yadama. Half the mouse is basar, like all mice, and the other half was made of Adama. Again, more about that in the Gemara. Hanegev a basar tame. Someone that touches the basar part of the mouse is going to be tame. Adama tar. If somebody touches the Adama part, the part that's made out of earth is going to be tame. Rav Yehuda Eimer Afadegev Adama Shekinaka the basar tame. Rav Yehuda says that even someone who touches the Adama part of this mouse is going to be tame. Either way, the Mishnah said two halachas, which at first glance are unrelated, although we'll see in the course of the cheshbin of the drushas of the Gemara, they are related. The first is with regards to the bait of one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, which the Torah says is Tameh. What's the halacha? If there's an embryo inside the egg, if somebody touches the egg, he's going to be Tahar. If, however, there's a nekev in the egg, then if somebody touches the egg, he's going to be tummy. Zok the Gemara Tana Rabbanon Hatmeim. The Torah says in the parasha of the Shratzim, the Rabbis Beitzas Hasheretz Vekulas Hasheretz. It's coming to be marba the egg of a sheretz, which is what our Mishnah is discussing, and the kulas of the sheretz. That's a bone that has marrow in it, which is not the topic of this Mishnah, but was the topic of the previous Mishnah. Yochal Filu Loi Rikma. I would think that the egg of a sheretz is matama, even if there's no embryo inside of it. Tamad Loimer Hasheretz Ma Sheretz. I would have thought that this would be true even if there's no hole inside the egg. How much of a nekiv do you have to have in order to be tame? Says the Gemara, it could be as small as a chut asayra, because the concept, the point of having a hole is that it should be able to be touched. And as long as there's a hole that's small enough or big enough for a saira, one strand of hair, to be able to make its way in and touch the embryo from the outside, that would be enough for there to be tumah. So essentially, if you put it all together, what we're saying is that really the embryo of this sheretz does have an ability to be metama. It's just that there's a halacha in Hilchas Tumah that the only time something is metama, bemaga or bemasa, is if it's efsha liga. So if you have an embryo that's inside a beitza and the beitza's closed off, it's like the kulis. It's like the bone that has marrow inside, where the marrow in and of itself is considered part of the sheretz of the nevela, that it has an ability to be metama. But if it's closed off, you're not going to be tame because it's ef shaliga. Once you have a nekev, even if it's a kol shu, so that it's possible to make contact with it, even by taking a hair and putting it inside. But the point is, it's ef shaliga. Once it's ef shaliga, now it has an ability to be metama. Now the halach is that even if you touch the egg, you're going to be tame. If I touch the egg, I didn't touch the beitza, that's a shomer. So you're going to be chayiv mitzad hilchas uktzin. But the point is that the beitza sasheretz really is metama. And if it's metamo, just by touching the beitza itself, you'll be tamei mitzad shomer. It's just that there's a halacha that we've been learning for the last 2 weeks that the only time something is metamo is if it's efshel ligaba. If it's efshel ligaba, no. Thus, if there's a neck, if it's efshel ligaba, you're going to be tamei. If not, you're not going to be tamei. The second halacha that the Mishnah discussed was an achbar shechetzioi basar vechetzioi adama. So you have an achbar, you have a mouse that's partially made out of basar and partially made out of adama. How is that possible? So we'll see that a little bit later. But either way, Zokta Gemara, the Mishnah said a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, according to Chachamim, if somebody touches the basar part of this achbar, which is now dead, he'd be tame for Tumas Sheretz. If somebody touches the adama part, it's not basar, that's not avela, he's going to be tame. Rabbi Yehuda said it doesn't matter which side of the achbar you touch, either way, you're going to be tame. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Shogun Levi, Behusha Hishritz, Al Pinei Kulai. Rabbi Shulban Levi said that the only time the halacha of the Mishnah applies is if the entire basar part of this achbar is fully formed. But let's say even the entire basar part is not 100% basar. In that instance, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. And Pashtus, Rabbi Shulban Levi was saying his halacha on the ratio of the Mishnah, meaning the ratio of the Mishnah that said that this achbar, shechetzi basar vechetzi adama, hanegeva basar tameh, the only time hanegeva basar tameh is if all the basar was formed. But if not all the basar was formed, then it's not true that hanegeya bebasar tami. Some had Rabbi Shulban Levi's halacha on the safe on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afet Hanegeya Adama Shel Kineged Basar Tami. Rabbi Yehuda said a chumra. He said that even someone who touches the adama part of this achbar, that's chetzi basar chetzi adama, is going to be tami. And it was on that Amar Rabbi Shulban Levi Vuche Ishvitz Al Pnei Kulay. That when did Rabbi Yehuda say that you tami even for touching that adama part? That's if the entire basar part was already formed. So two l'shoynos whether Rabbi Shulban Levi said it on the Reisha, or if he said it on the Sefer. Did he say it on the Reisha, on the Ikar Alach of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon say, Achbar Shechetzio, if you touch the basar part, you're tamei, only if it's completely formed. Rabbi Yehuda went further. He said that even if you touch the other part, you're going to be tamei. Said Rabbi Shulban Levi, but only if the basar part is formed. Zok Gemara, man, the master of Reisha, Kol Shekhan HaSefer, the one that had on the Reisha, Kol Shekhan HaSefer. If even the Rabbanon, who hold that the only time you're tummy is if you touch the basar part, it's true only if it was completely formed. Certainly Rabbi Yehuda, who said you're going to be tummy for touching that adama part, will only say it if the basar was completely formed. But the one that had Rabbi Shulban Levi on the sefer, it could be, it's only as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda's special chumrah, that even if you touch the adama, it's only if the basar was completely formed, then you're tummy even for touching the adama part. But as it relates to the Rabbanon, L'chayra man the masala resha would hold that the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda for that matter, would both agree that if you touch the achbar part, you touch the basa part of this achbar, you'll be tame even if the basa wasn't completely formed. Either way, zokti gemara abraisa, tanu rabbanon, mitoich shenemar achbar. So the Torah mentions the achbar as one of the shmoyne shrotzim. The pasuk says, v'zelochem atame basheretz hasheretz ala oretz, hachoyled v'ha'achbar, v'hatzav l'mineh. So those are three of the shmoyne shrotzim. The choyled, the achbar, and the tzav. So it says the word achbar, shmei anefil, I would think that not only what we know as the mouse, which is an achbar shebaaretz, mice live on dry land, but also the creature that's known as the achbar shebeyam. Why would I include it? Because it's called an achbar, says the Gemara v'din. The Torah juxtaposes the achbar and the chaylid. The chaylid is one of the shmoyne shrotzim, and the achbar is one of the shmoyne shrotzim. A chulda is a weasel. So the Torah put the chaylid next to the achbar. It sounds like it's coming to teach me something. What would it come to teach you? Just like the chulda grows or lives on dry land. Ach achbar min agodal al ha'aretz. So it makes sense to say that an achbar shebeyam, being that it's not similar to the chulda, would be excluded. Or maybe you can flip it around. Just like the chulda. Anything that's called chulda is included. So to anything that's called achbar, whether it's the achbar shebaaretz or the achbar shebeyam, should be included. Therefore, I feel achbar shebeyam sheshmoy achbar. So from the fact that the Torah seems to equate the achbar to the chulda really leaves me hanging. Because I could say, achbar dum yu the chulda is al ha'aretz, so too only an achbar shebaaretz and exclude achbar shebeyam. Or I could say achbar dum yu chulda, just like all chulda is so too all achbars, meaning even the achbar shebeyam. So what's the halacha? Is the achbar shebeyam? That's not your prototypical achbar, but it's called achbar nonetheless. So is the achbar shebeyam included or is it excluded? Talmud Leimar, it says in the Torah, al ha'aretz, and the word al ha'aretz teaches me, v'zeh lochem atomei basheretz hashiretz al ha'aretz. Eretz. Hacholid va'achbar v'atzav l'mineyo. It's coming to exclude the achbar shebiyam. Right, the Gemara, how do you know? Yeah, l'oretz, yochel al'oretz, yitama yorad l'yam, lo yitama. Maybe, really, al'oretz is not coming to exclude the achbar shebiyam. What then is al'oretz coming to tell me? That the only time you chayef for the achbar al'oretz is if it's al'oretz. But if it's al'hayam, not, meaning it's not coming to exclude a certain type of achbar and define which achbar the Torah means, but it's coming to tell me that the only time you chayef for the achbar al'oretz is when it's al'oretz, as opposed to when the achbar al'oretz is al'yam. But maybe the achbar shebiyam itself is really included. Talmud loy me hashayretz, kol makom shayretz. For that, I have a riboy hashayretz, which tells me it doesn't matter where it's being shayretz. So if it doesn't matter where it's being shayretz, you're always going to be chayiv. So you can't tell me that there's a difference for the achbar tameh whether it's biyam ala aretz. What then is ala aretz coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude the achbar shebiyam. Says the Gemara. Oh yeah, you know. How do you know? I mean, it's a very nice cheshbon that we just made, which seems to be Makar that the Achbar Shebiyam is excluded. Learned that from Al Ha'aretz, Tafka, the Achbar Shebiyam. But says the Gemara, I could argue with this. Why? Because perhaps Ela Hashoyritz Kolam Nashritz Itami. Maybe when it says Hashoyritz, it doesn't mean Kol Makom Shoyritz, but it's coming to tell me that only an Achbar that has the ability to be mashritz, it has the ability to procreate, such a achbar would be tameh. She'im mashritz lo yetameh. As opposed to what? What type of achbar doesn't have an ability to procreate? Oh, the achbar of our Mishnah. Oitzi achbar shechetzu yibazav chetzu yadamo. She'im part of it of, which doesn't have the ability to procreate. The point is, if hashoyretz is not coming to be marber kol makom shashoyretz, but rather it's coming to be memait anything that's not mashritz, then I don't have a raya that the achbar sheba'aretz is tameh even biyam. If that's the case, maybe al'aretz is coming to be mema'et the achbar sheba'aretz al'ayam. And if that's the case, I don't have a miyut for the achbar sheba'yam, if you're holding cashman. But either way, says the Gemara, as it relates to this achbar that doesn't have an ability to procreate, should we be mema'et from the word hashoyretz kolam mashretz v'din v'tim v'chol v'tim v'achbar? Let's say, if Torah again put the achbar and the cholder next to each other. Machol the kol sheshma cholder, ach achbar kol sheshmoy achbar. Ovi achbar on the one hand, if we compare the achbar to the cholder, all cholders are included. All achbarim should be included as well. Even the ones that are chetzi basa v'chetzi adama, the ones that don't have an ability to procreate. Or klachu derech zu. Ma cholder par v'rov, av achbar par v'rov. Talmud loy mar b'sheretz. It says b'sheretz, and b'sheretz is marba. B'sheretz is marba, the achbar that doesn't have the ability to procreate. If b'sheretz is marba it, then hashoyretz can't be mema'ed it. What then is hashoyretz doing? It's marba kol makom shoshoyretz that the achbar shebaretz is tameh even biyam. If that's the case, al'aretz can't be memayit that. Must be al'aretz is coming to be memayit. The achbar is a long-winded cheshbon. Either way, amalei humirad bano the rava. So what did the rabbanon heard rava say all this, and he had a problem with it. He said, "Ema." I mean, if you're putting all these drushes together, I have another way that we can position these drushes and come out with a different conclusion. Perhaps say b'sheretz lasuya achbar shechetzi basav chetzi adam. Maybe b'sheretz is coming to be marba this achbar that's chetzi v'atz chetzi adam, like we said, so far so good. Hashoyretz, kol shehu shoyretz, v'afilu achbar shebiyam. Maybe the word hashoyretz, which we use to be marba, that the achbar shebaretz, when it's in the yam, is tameh. Maybe it's actually coming to be marba, not the achbar shebaretz in the yam, but the achbar shebiyam. V'im yishum alo aretz, that we used to be mema'it the achbar shebiyam, maybe ala aretz is coming to tell me that ala aretz yitama, yard liyam lo yitama. Meaning, at the end of the day, this one of the rabbanon told Rava, you have ala aretz, which is a miut, and hashoyretz, which is a riboy. And they're both being mema'it and marba, something related to yam. So we assume ala aretz is mema'it the achbar shebiyam. Hashoyretz is mema'it, is marba, the achbar shebaretz biyam. Maybe. Efshafakert, that's all essentially told. Meaning, I'm okay with all the other drushes, and everything else will reconcile very nicely. But at the end of the day, you have two drushes, and you're assuming one's a miyut, one's a riboy. Okay, that's fine, but how do you know which one to be mamayit, and which one to be marabah? Amalei, Rava told him, this is already in Svar, Rava said. Because once he told me that the yam is tameh, you see that from the riboy, mali hacha. It doesn't make sense to tell me that the achbar sheba'aretz should not be tameh if it's in the yam. Meaning, if you're telling me that the achbar sheba'aretz is tameh and the achbar sheba'yam is tameh, that's what this one of the rabbanon wanted to be marbe from hashoyretz. So what's al'aretz b'mayit? That if the achbar sheba'aretz goes to the yam, then there's no tumah. The Yam is a Makom Toma and the Oretz is a Makom Toma. V'haraya, this Achbar and that Achbar Abal Tomei. So why, if I'm punctiering, you're punctiring, that should make a difference. So Robin said, in Svara, it makes sense, even though Svara and Drushes sometimes are not aligned with each other, but in this case, right, Lomali Kross, Svara, it all works together very nicely. Robin says, you have to use a little bit of Svara to be able to just finalize exactly how you place all these Drushes. But the Gemara asks one final question, and that's, V'haya Ala Oretz. You know, we're using this word Ala Oretz to be memait either the Achbar Sheb Yam or the Achbar Sheb Aretz when it's in the Yam. Freit the Gemara, you're forgetting about a sugya in Shas. Says the Gemara, don't I need it for something else? L'hoitzi safik tumma tzafa. That sounds like an idea we should have had already in Perek Arva, right? Dave? Right. What about a safik tumma that's floating? Damar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Ala Aretz l'hoitzi safik tumma. Says the Gemara, Tzafa. So the Gemara, Tarti Ala Aretz. So what's safik tumma? Tzafa. So the halacha is safik tumma b'shus hayachid svei goitame. Safik tumma b'shus harabim svei goitar. Stating that, the only time safik tumma b'shus hayachid svei goitame is if it's not floating. But if it's floating, then you don't have the halacha of safik tumma b'shus hayachid svei goitame. And I learned that from Ala Aretz in the parasha of tumma. The point is, Ala Aretz tells me it has to be Ala Aretz as opposed to Tzafa. So I need the word Ala Aretz to teach me something completely different, completely unrelated. Zakti Gemara, if there was only one Ala Aretz in the parish of the Shratzim, it'd be a kasha. But there's two. Rashi says, in fact, there's even three. Either way, Zakti Gemara Vaiter. So actually, yeah, Tana Rabbanan. So on the topic of the Shmoyne Shratzim, so the pasuk says, this is the pasuk that we just darshened. V'zelochem atomi basheretz hasheretz Ala Aretz hachoyled. Veha achbar vehatsav limineo. Zok de Gemara. Hatsav limineo. So limineo is coming to be marva something. Lohavi ha'arvod. Incidentally, the Shita Mekubetza says that usually this word would mean ha'oroid. The oroid is a certain type of chamar. Right, a certain type of donkey comes up in a lot of places in Shas. This is something else. This is called the Arvad, as we'll see soon. This is one of the Shratzim. It's clearly not a donkey. V'chein hanefilin, or v'uben hanefilin, v'salamandra. So the Gemara Kshay, Rabbi Kiva Magid, the Pasuk says, Hoya Oimer. Rabbi Kiva used to learn this Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Hatsav limineo. So Rabbi Kiva knew that the word limineo was coming to be marba, different Shratzim, one of which is the salamandra. So he would say, Mo Rabu Masecha Hashem. Yesh l'chabri because Baruch created Briois that live at sea, and they're ones that live on dry land. The ones that live in the Yam, if they would come to dry land, they would die. This is Rabbi Akiva's mashal to Papas Ben Yehuda. It's Rabbi Akiva, right? The ones that live on dry land, right? They can't swim or they can't live on the water, so they'd have a problem. And Rabbi Akiva continued. He said there's certain Briois that live in R, or they come from fire. V'yesh chabriz gedelus ba'aver. There are those that are dafka ba'aver. Shabarim moli oilus na'aver miad meses. Shabarim moli oilus liar miad meses. And that's what he meant when he said ma rabu masecha Hashem. What was he referring to? So Rabbi Kiva, the reason he was inspired when he came to this pasuk and he said ma rabu masecha Hashem is because this pasuk limineu is marba three things: the arvad, then the ben hanafilim, and the salamandra. And it was the salamandra that inspired Rabbi Akiva to comment, Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. What's the reason for that? Zok Rashi. Because the salamandra is a sheretz hanoitzer min ha'ar. It's created from fire. Me'atze hadas. That's from Dalad Minim fame. From hadasim al yedei kshafim through kishuf. Vasach midamai. Somebody who takes from the blood of the salamandra and he smears himself with it, einar shaylut bai. It protects him against fire having the ability to be shaylut on it. V'kimle the Rabbi Akiva. I'm continuing with Rashi. Demina the tzavu. That the salamandra is a certain type of tzav. But the bottom line is Rabbi Akiva, In the pasuk atzav lemineu, thought of the salamandra. The salamandra is this creature that comes from Ar, and it needs to come from Ar. So he said that look at these contradictions that you have in the bria. There's yam, there's yabash, who needs the yam, can't live the yabash, who leaves the yabash, can't live the yam. Thus he said, "Marabu masech Hashem, vayta tana rabbanon." Every animal that you have by Yabasha, there's a comparable animal that's by Yam, chutz with one exception, and the exception is the chulda. The chulda, so there's the weasel that lives on dry land, not the sea weasel. I'm Rav Zeira, my kara. How do you know that it's a pasuk? Hazinu kol yosh vechalet. Pashat means something completely different. But hazinu kol yosh vechalet, as in people that live on dry land, chalet is a chulda. Thus, you see from here that the chalet, they're yosh vechalet. I'm Rav Udebrei Rav Yeshua. Beibari de narosh inem in ayisha. Beibari are beavers. The word beivari, beavers, right? Same idea. So beivari de narosh, that are in the city narosh, they're not minayisha. In other words, they only live in water. L'maynaf gemina. So it's negay the halachis of shrotzim. If somebody eats a sheretz ha'aret, sheretz hayam, how many is going to be malchus? It's not betch. The question is how much? And really, it depends on, is it a sheretz of the Haaretz, the Sheretz of Yam? And that's what Rav Yeshua was saying, that the Beibari, the beavers of Narash, they're Inam and Ayishav, they're considered sea creatures. Amar Rav Papa said, on the topic of Narash, Bishamta Narash, may the people of Narash be in Cherim. Why? Tarbe? It's fat. Mashche, it's hide. The Al Yisei, and it's Teo, they're all bad. Rashi says, it's referring to all the people, Kekot and Kegadol. That this is all a metaphor for the people that live in Narosh. And Rav Papa was very disappointed with the behavior of the people of Narosh, and he said they should all be in Cherem. Rav Papa continued that he said, the Narosh, exactly. Eretz, Aretz, Shimi Dvar Hashem. Amar Rav Papa, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Pasha Yirmiyo was giving Teichach to Klal Yisrael, right? Eretz, Aretz, very poetic. Rav Papa said, like, Amar Narosh, Mayi Dvar Hashem. He said, this pasuk is referring specifically to the people of Narosh. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Narsha Nashkach, Menei Kachach. If somebody from Narash kisses you, Mini Kachyach, count your teeth, shakes your hand, count your fingers. No. Nahar Pekaidal Lavyech, Maglibish Apir the Chazilach. If somebody from Nahar Pokoid, you know, he baglites you, right? He is malava you. There's a reason. He's not doing it because he's such a nice guy. Just, you know, he probably likes your shirt or something. So, Pumpedisa Lavyach, if somebody from Pumpedisa is being malava you, Ashne Ushpizach, then, you know, just try to figure, meaning he's going to ask where are you staying? Right? Tell him you're staying in the hotel across the street because he's coming after you. Omerav Hunabar Teiros, Pamach Zalachti Levad. I once came to the city of Vard. Viro Isi Nachashu Karachalatzov, and I saw a snake that was together with its of liyamim. A short time later, yotza arvod mibeneim. This snake and tzav, a tzav, by the way, loosely translated as a toad. So this snake and toad gave birth to a child, and the child, the offspring, was this arvod. When I came to Rav Shimon HaChassid, Amali, he told me, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hei Meviu Briyash Shalei Barasi Be'Elami, they, the people of Vad, would create creatures Shalei Barasi, because they used to mix and match different species of animals. Afani Avi Aleim Briyash Shalei Barasi Be'Elami, so I'm going to cause that from the Nachash and the Tzav, that they're mating together, a very, very dangerous creature is going to be born. Frank the Gemara, is it possible for a nachash and a tzav together to have a child? Two animals whose tashmish and ibor, their pregnancy cycles, are comparable, they can to have a child together. And the assumption of the question clearly is that the nachash and the tzav, tashmishon and iburon, are not shavah zeh lezeh. So how is this even a metzius? You're right, it's a miracle, betoich miracle. Frank the Gemara, hyperanu. So usually the term nes is usually mentioned in a very positive context. Over here the context is, Hashem said, I'm going to punish them, I'm going to make them have this arvod. So l'chura, if it's a punishment, why are we using the word nes? So the Gemara says, you're right, we're using the word nes loosely a little bit. My nes betoich nes luparanis. Usually nes is in a more positive sense, it's in the sense of redemption. But in this context, the nes is actually being used in a not such positive sense. Regardless, exhale. Let's just start the Mishnah so we can turn the page and then we'll have to give us a chenetza. But either way, if there was a boss that had a limb that was hanging, so it didn't completely sever from this live animal, thus it's not Eivim and Achai, but it is hanging nonetheless. Or a kizayis bossa, bibehemin aloch is metame tumas oichlin, bim koima mitzrichen hechsher. So it's metame tumas oichlin, but it needs hechsher. Now this is a very big chiddush, because we're talking about a Eivir or bossa that's still attached to the animal. If it's attached to the animal, how's the tummy Tumas Oichlin. If it's attached to the animal, then it's part of a live animal. Oichel needs to be, at the very least, detached in order for it to be tummy. Stating that, the halach is it's going to be tummy Tumas Oichlin. Nishchata behema, once the animal has a shchita, huchshu b'damel, it becomes huchshu l'kabal tummy through its dom, divir ameir, b'shimenai b'loi huchshu, it's not, the Gemara is going to explain this. Meisa behema, if the animal dies, so the aver was medoldol, then the animal died, habasa tzarech hechsher, the basa requires hechsher, the Gemara is going to explain that. And I'm pretty sure the Gemara is going to explain that as well. Either way, so the Gemara is going to explain everything. But the basic halacha of the Mishnah was, there's something called an Eiver HaMedoldol. So what's an Eiver HaMedoldol? Eiver HaMedoldol is an Eiver that's almost 100% severed. It's hanging on literally for dear life. The halacha is, that Eiver is Aser Bachila. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. The same pasuk that tells me not let to eat treifa tells me not let to eat the ever hamadoltel. The topic of the Mishnah is, if you can't eat it, is it also tameh or is it not also tameh? What's the background? Nevela is also bachila, it's also a source of tumah. Even menachai is also bachila, it's also a source of tumah. So that's the question. This ever hamadoltel, do you look at it like ever menachai or shtik nevela where it's tameh or not? Says the Mishnah, a chiddush. You don't look at it as a source of tumah. It's not Eiver Menachai, which is a source of Tumah. It's not Nevela, which is a source of Tumah. But at the same time, we look at it as if it's severed in the sense that it's Huchshu L'Kabal Tumah. That much, yeah. Meaning, it's Shaykh to Tumas Leichlin, which at first glance is like a contradiction. Because if you're looking at it as something that could become Tumah Tumas Leichlin, that means you're deeming it severed. If that's the case, it should be Eiver Menachai, that it shouldn't need to come onto Tumas Leichlin. It should be its own source of Tumah. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. Tumas Leichlin in Tumas Nevela Loi. This is our deal. Rashi says Tumas Nevela is a little bit of a misnomer. It means Tumas Eiver Menachai Loi. Say, hey, chidami, manav shachidam alan arucha. If it's possible to get better, this animal could have a refuah shalema, bekarev. I feel Tumas Leichlin nami loi datamu. V'idei, malan arucha, if it's never going to have a refuah, Tumas Nevela nami datamu, then it should be Eiver Menachai. What's this in-between stage? On the one hand, you look at it as if it's severed, and the one that it's not. You have to say it's not going to get better. At the same time, you don't look at it as Eiver Menachai because it's a Gzeiras HaKosav. Gzeiras HaKosav is that you don't look at something as Eiver Menachai unless it's Yipoil, Ad Sheyipoil. But if it doesn't completely fall, it's hanging on literally by a hair. I would have thought they should be Tami Tumas Nevela, Tamad Loim, Yipoil, Ad Sheyipoil. But at the same time, it's going to be Tami Tumas Eichlin. So we don't look at it as severed. But as it relates to Tumas Oichlin, yes, that's a chiddush. You look at it as being part of the animal. It's not even menachai, at sheyipo. But with regard to Tumas Oichlin, if you have te'inim that dried up, they're on their branches, metamis Tumas Oichlin, tummy Tumas Oichlin, because they're dried. Even though they're attached. And if you cut it, you chayv chatas. What does that mean? It means it's considered attached. But still, as it relates to Tumas Oichlin, it's subject to Tumas Oichlin. So there's a concept of something that's attached as it relates to, we look at it, it's not even menachai, hatoilish me'am nizchai b'shabes, but at the same time, as it relates to Tumas Leichlin, it will be shaykh to Tumas Leichlin more tomorrow.
In Rosh Hashanah, during Shemayin Esrei, we say, v'titein lanu, Hashem Eloikeinu bi'ahava, es yoyim hazikorin hazeh, depending on whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, Yoim Trua or Zichroin Trua, Mikra Kodesh, Zecher Liyitzis Mitzray. We describe the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah in very brief words, like the Torah does, and then we say that we're celebrating this day as a remembrance, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. We repeat that Nusach in Kiddush as well. Baruch Atah Hashem Eloikeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Bachar banu mikalam, v'roi memanu mikalashayim, v'kidshanu b'mitzvayisav. V'atitein lanu Hashem aleikenu b'yahava, es yoyim azikorin azeh, yoyim trua mikro kodesh, zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. It's mavur from the nusach ha-tefillah and the nusach of Kiddush that Rosh Hashanah, amongst all the hats that it wears, is also a day that we celebrate as a remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Shibali Aleket, one of the Rishonim, brings that his brother Rabbi Yamin asked him, Tema, what Shaychis does Rosh Hashanah have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Pesach is, of course, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkis, of course, is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even Shavuos, the pasuk says, "V'zacharta ki eved oyiso be'eretz Mitzrayim." But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, at first glance, the Torah calls it in Parshas Emor as a Zichrin Trua, in Parshas Pinchas as a Yom Trua. It doesn't seem to have any connection, any shaychus, any nexus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it then that we mention Sayin Tefillah in Sayin Kiddush that Rosh Hashanah is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the Shibali Alekid's brother, Rabbi Yamin, said a very mechudosh digabshat. He said that the Gemara says in Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, that there were many special things that took place on Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkida sara rachel v'chana. B'Rosh Hashanah yotze yosef mi beiso asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah batla avoida me'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. One of the things that happened on Rosh Hashanah is that the Yidden that was slaves in Mitzrayim, on Rosh Hashanah there was a decree, you no longer have to work. Being that on Rosh Hashanah, the Yidden reached this incredible milestone as it relates to freeing themselves from the bondage of Mitzrayim, it turns out that there's actually a very strong connection between Rosh Hashanah and the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we mean when we say in davening, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we mean when we say in Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a zecher to a very obscure line tucked away in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoida Me'aviseinu B'Mitzrayim. But I was thinking that perhaps we can say another pshat. And really, as a hakdama to this pshat, try to delve in a little bit into the idea of the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and really what the whole Avodah on some level of Rosh Hashanah is. So Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. What does it mean, Yom HaDin? So we say it in the Sechroinus part of Musaf of Davening. At Zoicher Masei Oilam Ufoikei Kol Yetzurei Kedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember all the Maisim of the entire universe and your Foikeid. You recollect Kol Yitzurei Kedem, all the creations, and literally going back to the beginning of time. Lifanecha niglu kol talumois, v'hamoin nistarois shemi bereishis. Ki ein shichecha lifnei chisei chavoydecha, v'ein nistar minegedei necha. At the zoicher es kol ha-mifal, v'gam kol ha-yitzur loy nichechad mimecha. Hakol golev yodu lifanecha Hashem alikeinu, tzeifu mabed atzeif kol ha-doirois. And then we go on to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, when he remembers everything that everybody in the world does, goes ahead and he judges mankind. It's pretty clear from the Nusach HaTefillah that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, he doesn't just judge the Yidden, but he judges Kol Yitzurei Kedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges all the Maisa Yoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges everyone and everything. In fact, it's even more explicit as you go further along in Zechroinos. V'ala Medinois Boye Yomer. On this day, with regards to all the countries, it is declared, Ezoi lachere ve'ezoi lashalom, Ezoi lora ve'ezoi lasoiva, u'briyos bo'yi pokedu, all the briyos are going to be remembered on this day. La'askiram l'chayim ve'lamoves, miloi nifkad ka'ayoyim hazeh, ki zecher kol ha'yitzur lefanecha ba, ma'isei ishuv kudasei va'lilois mitzadei gover, machshvois odom v'sach buloisov, ve'yitzrei, every single person, Jew or non-Jew, every single creation in the world is remembered. Every single creation in the world is judged on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Stating that, it's pashut that the judgment, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and ultimately judges the Yidden, is different than the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and judges the Umay Sa'olam. And really, what we're about to say is rooted in an Abarbanel. The Abarbanel is in Parshas Emor on the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah, but I think it requires a little bit of an introduction. And that is, in the Chumash Shiurim, and really over the years in the Raid, we've mentioned many, 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 many times the Yesoid. It's maybe the Yesoid with the Hei Ayidia of the Ramban that's scattered throughout his Pirush al HaTorah. The first time the Ramban mentions it by Arichos is in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to Avram Avinu now, and he's going to tell him that that child that I promised you about, right? Those descendants and the Holy Land and all the havtachas that I made, they're about to happen. But before they happen, there's one thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, and the pasuk says, Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'seish Hashanim. Avram Avinu was 99 years old. Vayir Hashem el Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avram. Vayoymer Elav, and he told him, Ani kel shakai, so the hakdama, the introduction is Shalom Aleichem, I am Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefanei Veheisamim, which ultimately is going to result in the mitzvah of Mila. Next words, Ve'etna brisi beinu uveinecha v'arba ischa b'moid ma'od. What's that bris? It's the first of 13 times that it mentions the word bris in this parasha g'doyla Mila shenichasu ala yud gimel bris. Says the Ramban, that why was it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself, he said, Hi, I'm Kel Shakai. V'tam lahas the reason, says the Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned now this name. Because it's with that name of Kel Shakai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs hidden miracles to the tzaddikim. Lahatzel mimoves nafsham ulechayosim berav. What does it mean, hidden miracles? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the tzaddik's life when it's in danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him when he finds himself in a state of hunger. Or if he finds himself in a war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem him from the war. And really, this is just a way of describing all the miracles that happened to Avram Avinu, and not just Avram Avinu, all the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And by the way, this is just a way of describing really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he's going to do to all the Jews in Parshas Bechukoisai, Parshas Kisavi, known as the Parsh of the Teichecha, or really should more be known as the parish of all the brachas and all the good things that are supposed to happen. Shekulam nisim heim. Because says the Ramban, if you think about it, really the concept of you do the right thing, you're going to be rewarded, and you do the wrong thing, you're going to be punished, it's all miraculous. Ki ein min ha-teva she-yavoyu ha-ksham and be-itam bav-deinu el-ikim. Because based on teva, based on science, based on physics, based on the way the world operates, it makes no sense in the world that if you serve Hashem and you daven erlich and you learn Torah and you don't speak Lashon Hara and you do what a Yid is supposed to do, now all of a sudden, v'nosati gishmeichem be-itam, now it's going to rain when it's supposed to rain, right? It also makes no sense the inverse. It doesn't make sense that the heavens should be dry as iron. If we're going to go ahead and we're going to plant during the seventh year, Teva doesn't discriminate between the seventh year, the sixth year, or the eighth year. Says the Ramban. Really, all of the promises that you find in the Torah that relate to if you do the right thing, X is going to happen, and if you do the wrong thing, Y is going to happen. All of these things make no sense al pi derech ha-teva. Avul kulam nisim, says the Ramban. These are all miracles. Ubekulon, and in every one of these cases, tis natzach mareches ha-mazalos. What's happening is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I created teva, and I'm going to be miskaber on top of the teva. Right, the way the Rishonim refer to teva as the mazalos. This is astrology above my pay grade. But the point is, in all these situations, tis natzach what's essentially happening is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being miskaber on top of the mazel. He's being miskaber on top of the teva. Stating that, says the Ramban, I refer to these miracles as nisim anastarim. And the reason I refer to them as nisim anastarim is because there's nothing that's out of the ordinary that's really happening. Right? When it rains because Gidin are doing mitzvahs, at the end of the day, all it did was rain. The miracle is that it rained because Yidden are doing mitzvahs, not because Teva dictates that now's the time for it to rain. The rain itself is not a miracle. It's the Siba that is the reason it's raining. That's the miracle. It's a miracle, but you don't see miracle, because really what you see is Olam Kemen Hagei Haylech. In contrast, says the Ramban, to the miracles that happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kugoyin, Eser Makos, Ukriyas Yamsuf, V'Hamon, V'Habe'er She'im Moifsim Mishanem Ateva B'Thirsum. And those are different types of miracles. Those are miracles that took place Meforsim Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, and says Raman, that's why when I'm describing these miracles that happened to the others, the miracles that the Torah talks about in Parshas Bichukoisei and Parshas Kisavai, all the Yehudei HaTorah, I'm referring to them as miracles, but I'm acknowledging they're different than the miracles of Moshe Rabbeinu. These are miracles that are Nisim HaNestarim, these are not Nisim HaMeforsamim. It says the Ramban that inasmuch as I told you that the Nisim through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducted himself with Avram Avinu were Nisim HaNestarim, and it was with the Shem of Shakai, right? That's the opening line. V'tam lahasker atazeh Hashem ki boy, because it's with this Shem. That's Yeyosu HaNisim HaNestarim letzadikim. You should know, as it relates to all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, those miracles were different, and they were also done with a different Shem. V'heim sheyasu b'shem hamiyuchad. Those are miracles that were done with the Shem hamiyuchad, asher higidloi, which HaKadosh Baruch had revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this Nisim HaNestarim, says the Ramban, and this Nisim HaMeforsamim. The Nisim HaNestarim are done with Shem Kel Shakai. The Nisim HaMeforsamim are done with the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. They're both miracles, because they're both defying Teva. In one, you see the defiance of Teva. In the other, the fact that it's defying Teva is behind closed doors. It's Bechadri Chadarim. The one where you see it is Nisim HaMeforsamim. The one where you don't see it, that's what's known as Nisim HaNestarim. Nisim HaNestarim, says the Ramban, happens with the Shem of Kel Shakai, as opposed to Nisim HaMeforsamim, they happen with the Shem Havaya. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducted himself with the Avos HaKadoshim was with the Shem Kel Shakai. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would conduct himself, Sirki Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Moshe Rabbeinu, was going to be with the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But here's the punchline. The pshat over here in Vayik in Bereshis Perik Yud Zayin, the pshat in the Hakdama to the parish of Mila. Avram Avinu is already 99 years old. Avram Avinu doesn't have a child. Avram Avinu, apparently, B'derech HaTeva, was incapable of having a child. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the time has come for you to have a child. And I preface that by letting you know that I need Kel Shakai. I am a God that performs hidden miracles. I make Nisim HaNestarim. The fact that Teva is saying that you can't have a child, the fact that science and medicine is saying that you can't have a child, will have no bearing on you. Because I need Kel Shakai. And boy, Yeyosu HaNisim HaNestarim. And this is how Nisim HaNestarim are done. So you're right, Avraham Avinu, I'm not going to split the seed. That's not what's going to happen. You're going to father a child. That's somebody has a child. But it's going to be Nisim HaNestarim, because the fact that you're going to have a child right now is going to be something that I'm going to do for you because you are righteous and because you have a destiny. You're supposed to be the Ava Moin Goyim. You're supposed to be the father, the patriarch of the Jewish nation, of really all the nations. And there's a hidden reason that is underpinning why it is that you're about to father a child. But here's the point. There's Nisim HaNestarim, there's Nisim HaMeforsamim. Nisim HaNestarim is Kel Shakai. Nisim HaMeforsamim is Yudkei Vavkei. They're both miracles. They're both miracles. The difference is, in one, you see something out of the ordinary, the sea is split. In the other one, someone just has a child. But the reason that person is having a child is not because someone's just having a child. It's based on the fact that the Eibishter wants him to have a child. And fakir, the Eibishter is being miskaber on the mareches ha-mazolos by going ahead and giving him that child. But being that having a child in and of itself is not an open miracle, it goes into the category of Nisim HaNestarim. And that was the hakdama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu over here in Bereshis Perek Yud Zayin. This idea, as we mentioned, repeats itself many, many times throughout the Ramban's Pirush Al HaTorah. Another place that he talks about it in great detail is in Parshas Vayigash. The Ramban over there says, just one excerpt, the Am HaTorah, as it relates to the Am HaTorah, meaning the nation that received the Torah, the Yidden, Ein b'chol inyanei rak nisim. Everything that happens to them, every single last thing that happens to them is miracles. Lo teva uminik. There's no teva, there's no minik. Sha're Yehudi HaTorah kulam oisais umoifsin, says the Ramban. All the Yehudi HaTorah, all the promises of the Torah, if you think about them, they're signs and wonders. They're miracles. Why? Ki lo yikareis v'yamus b'teva ha'ba'al achas min ha'arayos. Oy ha'oichel chelev. Right, does it make sense, al piderech ha'teva, that a person should die prematurely because he was ba'an an erva? Or because he ate chelev? Chelev can be very healthy. For lo yiyu ha'shamayim kibarzel b'tivam ipnei zar einu b'shan ha'shvi. Every tefillah, think about it. says the Ramban. His words. They're nisim in the flies. Elo she'em bahem shinui mefursim betivoy shalaylam. Kasher hiskarti zekfar. Voidaf arshenu be'ezus Hashem. And then the Ramban says, you know, I told this to you already, Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm telling it to you now. I'm going to tell it to you again. Where's the next time that the Ramban says in Barichos? Right, what did the Ramban mean when he said, Oidaf arshenu be'ezus Hashem? When was he mekayim that nether to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That I'm going to go through the sugi one more time. It's in Parshas Va'era. Right in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. So the pasuk says, Vayedabra l'kim al Moshe. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu had a shtukal tainus on the Abish in the end of Parshas Shmois. Right, Lama Ariyosu, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shalachtona, Kimi Yosbasi El Paroi, right? It's only gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe, Vayoyim Re'elav, Ani Havayo, Va'era l'Avram el Yitzchok v'el Yaakov b'keil Shakai, Ushmi Havayo lo yinodati lov. Everybody knows Rashi, Chaval al da'avdam alav mishtachim, but the Ramban over there quotes to Eben Ezra, who says, Dvarim Neflam. Now the Ramban says that even though the Eben Ezra got involved in real Seidus, but his line is, Elishahu kim misnabe ve'ini yodeya. I don't think the Eben Ezra fully appreciated what it is that he's saying, but either way, says the Ramban, let me tell you the oimek of what Hashem meant when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'era l'Avram el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov b'keil Shakai, Abru Shmi Hashem, Shmi Havaya, Loi Noidati Lohem. Says the Ramban, one paragraph. V'inyin HaKosef, Ki Nira Lo'ovis B'Shem Hazeh, Shu Menatzech Ma'archos HaShemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Ovis, when he interacted with the Ovis, it was Vo'era l'Avram el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov b'keil Shakai. That was the Shem with which he interacted with them. Because through that, what he did was he was menatzeach on top of the Ma'archos HaShemayim. He was able to take dominance over Teva. This is almost verbatim what he writes in Parshas Lech Lecha. Because if a person is just going to be thrown into the wind and let Teva carry him wherever he carries him, the innocent bystander thinks that this is all minig. Says Ramban, I'm going to tell you something unbelievable. It's for this reason I believe that the Torah talks so much about schar ve'oinesh and olam hazeh, not so much. It's mamish remez l'tchias ha-mesim in ha-ter minayim, but not explicitly as it relates to the schar v'inish and olam haba. You know why, says the Ramban? Because the schar v'inish and olam hazeh, in a way, is a bigger chiddush than the schar v'inish and olam haba. The fact that a neshama gets rewarded in the olam ha-neshamas makes sense. But the fact that you can do mesim in this world, and teva is going to change to somehow serve you, that's already an unbelievable chiddush. Ki elam moifsim ukineged hatoyledes. Because really, the schar v'inish in this world are miracles that go kineged hatoyledes. They literally are not in accordance with nature. Of v'kiyum anefesh v'difka belikim davar roi b'toyledeto. She toshav elikim hashen asana. V'oyid afarej zem goymer Hashem aleh. And then the Ramban says that this is something that I'm going to come back to as well. But says the Ramban, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not really appreciating what's going on. So I'm going to tell you something. You know, I revealed myself to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When I did it, it was Bekel Shakai. I always did it through a Hanhaga. I always did it in a way where I was operating within Teva. It was very miraculous. It was very miraculous. It wasn't Teva, but it looked like Teva. It was framed by Teva. Behind the scenes, if you knew what was pulling the strings, you would know it was mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim. It was schar v'inish. It was 100% being miskaber on Teva. But at the same time, it looked like Teva. The miracle was behester. It was nisim anistarim. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to know, I'm about to show you something I never showed Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I'm about to show you the Shem Yud Kei Vavke. The Shem Yud Kei Vavke is about Nisim HaMefursamim. So again, Vayedaber L'kim HaMoshe, Vayomer Eilov, Ani Havayo, Va'era L'Avram El Yitzchok V'El Yaakov B'Keil Shakai, But you know what I'm about to do? What I'm about to do now is fast forward a few psukim. I'm going to show you the shame Yud gave off. Okay, you're going to see things that Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov never saw. Because my introduction to Avram Avinu in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin was Shalom Aleichem Ani Kel Shakai. This is a different introduction. Vayomer Lekim on Moshe. Vayomer Eilav. Shalom Aleichem, ani Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's a whole different hanhaga. It's a whole different midah. And says Ramban, that's the oimik of what it means. Kel Shakai on the one hand, and Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei on the other hand. But Ramban, in the middle of this piece in Parshas Ve'era, said, I'm going to come back to this. V'oida farish zeh im goymer Hashem olai. And Ramban was mekayim this neder as well. What was that? When did Ramban come back again? It was the next parsha. The Ramban sat down, and it was in the end of the next parsha, Parsha's boy. And he wrote Dvarim Neflaim about Yitzias Mitzrayim, about all the Amunah that came about from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Tzach Hadash Bachav, like we spoke about in the Agadah Shurim and in the Chumash Shurim. And at the very, very end of that famous Ramban, the most famous Ramban by far, right? But at the very, very end of that piece, when the Ramban talks about how all the Amunah and all the Chizik of really, the foundation of the faith of the Jew comes from the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Ramban. That when a person appreciates all the incredible miracles that took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim, a person comes to appreciate that it's not just when Hashem splits the sea that there's a miracle taking place, but really every single aspect of our life are all miracles. Because really appreciating and understanding Nisim HaNestarim is the foundation of the entire Torah. Because a person does not have a portion in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu at Sheyamin until he believes that kol divareinu umikreinu kulam nisim ein bohem teva uminhogei shaloylam bein berabim bein biyochid elim yasa hamitzvois yatzlichenu schoroi vim yaver aleyem yachrisenu onchoi hakol bigzeiras elyon kasher his karti kvar, says the Ramban, that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to come to Akara, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to every now and again split the sea or perform a miracle that's going to wow everybody. The purpose is to come from the Nisim HaMefursamim and appreciate the Nisim HaNestarim. Because really, the Nisim HaNestarim is the yesod of the entire Torah. She'in la'adam chelek b'tayrus Moshe Rabbeinu at she'yamin she'kol dvareinu mikreinu kulam nisen ein bahem teva u'min hogei shal oylam elo im yasa mitzvah yatzlichenu scharoi v'im yaver aleyem yachrisenu oynchoi. You read this Ramban in the end of Parshas Bai. If this is the only Ramban ala Torah you've ever learned, well, you don't really appreciate what the Ramban means with this oisfer. But after you see the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lechon, in Parshas Vayigash, and in Parshas Ve'era, uba oid mekoymes also, then you appreciate in a more rich, detailed way what that means. What that means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg with Klal Yisrael with miracles. Our whole mitzias is kulam nisim. But there's two types of miracles. All miracles can be divided into two groups. There are the Kel Shakai miracles, and then there are the Shem Havaya miracles. With the Avos HaKadoshim, it was always Kel Shakai miracles. Ramban says it klar in Parshas Lech Lecha, he says it klar in Parshas Va'era. And that's what it means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu Ani Kel Shakai right before the mitzvah of Milo. And that's what it means Va'era L'Avram El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov B'Kel Shakai. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with the Avos HaKadoshim. As it relates to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was with Nisam and before Samim. It was Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. But at the end of the day, they're all miracles. One is Nistarim and the other one is Mefor Samim. But Atzad HaShav HaShemem is Kulam Nisam Him. There's no such thing that a Yid is subject to Teva. We are not subject to Teva. There's science, there's physics, there is a world of Teva. There is a world of Teva, but it has nothing to do with us. Has nothing to do with us, has nothing to do with Yidden. We are Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We entered the covenant of the Bris Milah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid down this Yesod of Ani Kel Shaka, like we spoke about Bariches and Parshas Lech Lecha. We operate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the confines of miracle. Every single thing that happens to us is miracle. שאין לו אדם חלק בתורת משה רבנו עד שיאמן, שכל דברינו ומקרינו כולם ניסים, אין בהם טבע ומנהגי של אלוהים. And again, to be clear, the Ramban doesn't say there's no such thing as teva. The Ramban doesn't say there's no such thing as menhag shel olam. He doesn't say there's no such thing as mikra. There is. It has nothing to do with us. You got the wrong guy. It has nothing to do with us. And that's what separates us as Yidden. And then it says, the Ramban talks about this throughout. One of the places that the Ramban brings out this distinction, how we're different than the Ummah Yisraelim, is in Parshas Vaschanan, where it's one of the places the Torah says you're not allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk says, Pentiso inach Hashemayim, you may look up in the heavens, V'ro Yisro es Hashemesh, V'sa Yorech, V'sa Kechovim, Kol Tzva Hashemayim, V'nidachto, V'ishtacha, V'iso Lehem V'avadatam. Hashecholak Hashem Elokecha, Oisam L'chol Amim, Tachas Kol Hashemayim. Right, you're going to go up, you're going to say, I want to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, right, like the Ummah Yisraelim were, and you're going to want to worship them, right? And these are koychavu mazolis that the Eibishter went ahead and gave them. Don't do that. You know why? Because ve'eschem lokach Hashem, vayoytzi eschem mikor abarzel mimitzrayim liyoyslo la'am nachlo koyoyim azeh. As no shaykhis you, says the Ramban. You know why you shouldn't be Oved Avodah Zarah? The Oved Avodah Zarah used to worship the koychavim and the mazolis. Right, that's what they used to worship. And what the Eibishter is saying is, you have no shaykhis to the koychavim and the mazolis. Let's see this pasuk again. Peitisa and Nacha Shemayim v'Risa Shemesh v'Zerek Chachamik Chol Tzvah Shemayim v'Dach L'Shlach V'Yisrael V'Adam Ashecholak Hashem Alekecha Oysam L'Cholo Amim. That's theirs. But you're a different Indian. V'Eschem Lokach Hashem. V'Eschem Lokach Hashem. Liyo Yisloi La'am Nachlo. You operate with Kel Shaka. Even when it doesn't look like it. Even when it looks like you wake up in the morning, you go to work and you get a paycheck. It's no shaykh. It's not what's happening. Every single thing that's happening with you is you have no shaykhis to the kechavim and the mazalos. You know, it's interesting. You read this pasuk, even you go through the Rambans, all the places that he says, it's hard to appreciate it, I think. I'm speaking for myself. Why? Because we don't live in a world in kechavim and mazalos. So today, even someone that is proverbially Oved Avodah Zarah, I don't think he's worshipping the constellations, the star, the moon, and the sun, right? It's not the modern version of what Avodah Zarah is. I think today what the Pasuk would almost say is science. It's Teva. You know, a Yid wants to know his matzav. You don't Google it. You don't ask Claude and ChatGPT. All right, let's talk English. That's not what you're supposed to do. A Yid is kulam nisim. It's no shaykhis. The statistics say that. I hear it's very nice. So a person whose life is holy in statistics, you're right, there's a 92% chance that whatever, there's a 41.7% chance. Studies show, clinical trials dictate. It's true. For that guy, it's true. And you know, you should sit down and write a tzava, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. But for us, no shaykh, nothing to do with us. We're kulam nisim. It's a different avoida. It's no shaykhis. It's no shaykhis. We don't operate with teva. Statistics have nothing to do with us. Statistics govern teva. It's real. No one's mocking it. No one's scoffing at it. It's real. The Torah says, for them, of course, that's what you should do. You're not feeling, you're not sure what's going on, Google it and give yourself anxiety. Knock yourself out. That's what you should do, right? Like somebody said, he went to a doctor for a second opinion. You know, he Googled himself already. He diagnosed himself online. Because it died, but there's no shaykhis to us. It's no shaykhis. Because ve'eschem lokach Hashem v'yoytzi eschem yikur abarzel mi mitzrayim liyesloi la'am nachla k'yoyim hazeh. We're the Am Nachala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We operate in a different way. That's the biggest Havdalah Ben Yisrael. I don't think it's possible for there to be a bigger Havdalah Ben Yisrael Am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. The world is Olam Kemenahogei Hoylech. This science that governs the world. You can call it Kechav Mazalas, call it, you know, physics and astrophysics or whatever you want to call it. What's the difference? At the end of the day, there's something called Teva and Mikra that governs the world. And there's one group of people that have no shaykhis to it. Whatever this, the Torah says it 900 times in 900 different ways. But this is the Yisrael. Is there a bigger Havdalah? There's no bigger Havdalah. There's one nation that has no, and that's really, you know, everyone struggles to understand the mystery of the Jews, the story of the Jews, the history of the Jews. Right? Every historian is scratching his head, coming up with another theory to try to figure out how this works. It's very simple. We're different. There's no shaykhis. You can't make a shtim. You can't retrofit us back into the world of Teva because we have no shaykhis to Teva. That's the point. And the Ramban says, it's not like a raid bite. It's not like a good, I saw a nice Maramakim. The Ramban says Shem Yisoyra Torah Kula She'en Lodom Chelik B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Ad She'yamin She'kol Dvareinu U'Mikreinu Kulam Nisim Ein Bohem Teva U'Minhogoy She'loylem Ein B'Rabim Ben B'Yachin. That says, I think this Ramban, right, this is Ramban that's always quoted most prominently Pesach time. And obviously, this is a Ramban you say over by the Seder. This is a real Pesach Digger Ramban. But if you think about it, this is such a Rosh Hashanah Digger Ramban. It screams Rosh Hashanah Laniyas Daiti. Because what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is we give Din V'chesh Min Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We acknowledge, we recognize, we understand that we're not Tachas the Mazalos. That our year, Tov Shin Pei Zayin, is not going to be dependent on, you know, whether interest rates are up or down. It's not going to be dependent on whether the stock market has a good year or a bad year. It's not going to be dependent on science. It's not going to be dependent on mikra. It's not going to be dependent on what's going on in the Middle East. It's going to be dependent on what the Eibishter wants it to be dependent on. It's going to be dependent on our mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim. It's going to be dependent on tzchar v'inish. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. And really, if you think about it, when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, essentially that's what we're saying is we're acknowledging that we're not subject to Teva. We are a nation that has a king, and our fate is dependent 100% of what that king wants it to be. And that's really what the whole Rosh Hashanah is about. Ad kedei kach, that Barbanel says, coming full circle, that even though it's mevur, it's poshit, that the din of Rosh Hashanah is true for the Ummah Yisraelim, like it is for the Yidden, but the Barbanel, like only the Barbanel could say, barichos, a lot of philosophical vernacular and terminology, ayin sham. But the bottom line is, says the Barbanel, the din for Klal Yisrael and the din for the Ummah Yisraelim is choluk be'ikra Yisrael. As it relates to Klal Yisrael, you know what the din is? The din is mi yichya mi yamus, based on Rav Avoinus and Rav Schuyas. Yeah, this cheshbonus is tzaddik v'raloi, this rosh v'toivloi. There's a lot that goes on. Only the Eibishter knows the cheshbonus. But at the end of the day, it's rooted in tzchar v'oinish. It's rooted in what's right for us, what's wrong for us, what we deserve, what we don't deserve. And olam habeg the cheshbonus. But at the end of the day, we're not based on teva and mikra. What does it mean the yom adin for the Ummah Yisraelim? Says the Abba Rabbanel. What it means is that the mazolos, the teva of the year, somehow gets set in the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei. In fact, he says that if you understand astronomy and astrology, you understand how mazolos work, just like you would realize that a person's mazel is totally in when he was born and what the mazel was at the time that he was born, the same is true as it relates to the beginning of the year. There's a reset in the world of mazolos that happens on the first day of Tishrei, which ultimately would dictate and will govern what everything is going to be. But at the end of the day, it's what's known. Now, what mazel is a whole different sugya, but it's all based on what mazel is. As it relates to the Yidden, it's schar v'oynish. It's schuyas and avoynish. As it relates to the Ummah Yisraelim, has nothing to do with that. As it relates to the Ummah Yisraelim, all it is mazel. And really, this Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amen is so manifest in Rosh Hashanah. You know, you forget that at the Zeichem Mazay Olam, we're all together, right? V'chol bay Olam, Omer lefanecha kivnei marayin. It's true. There's really a very, very big difference. The difference is, by us, it's all about schar v'oynish. But as it relates to the Ummah Yisraelim, the cheshbon is something else. You know, we began with the kasha that the Shibali Aleka brings in the name of his brother Rabbi Yamin. That why is it that when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we say that Rosh Hashanah Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it that when we make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, we say that Rosh Hashanah Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? We said in the beginning of the first year, it's Yontif, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Yom Hadin, it's Happy New Year's. It's the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Right, it has a lot of titles. Yom HaZikaron, we said. Right, there's a lot of things that make this day Malchias. Right, it's a very, very special day. But how did it become a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? But maybe, Lefi Anal, you could say. And maybe it's even Poshet. And that is because really on Rosh Hashanah, the Avod of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin component, which dominates so much of Rosh Hashanah, is what? It's an understanding, it's a Hakara, that we're going to give din v'cheshbon kefi ar meisim. That's why you have a chodesh el that leads up. That's why you have a seres yimei tshuva. Because there's a recognition. Tshuva tefilu tzedakas, mavir nitzrei agzer. Right, that's the whole avoida. That's what's going on over here. It's all about understanding and internalizing and appreciating the nisim ha'nestarim. How do you come to the nisim ha'nestarim? That's one line in the Ramban and Parshas Bo. U'min ha'nisim ha'gdoilim ha'mefursamim ad'moida b'nisim ha'nestarim. How How do you come to the Nisim Anastarim? It comes from the Nisim Hagdoilam Amefursamim. Our Emunah in Kel Shakai comes from an Emunah in Havaya. That's where the root of Kel Shakai is. It comes from Havaya. Umen Anisim Hagdoilam Amefursamim Adam Maidim Nisim Anastarim. So it's Pashit. Then when the Yid comes, Leil Rosh Hashanah, and he davens a Shmoy Nasri, the best Shmoy Nasri of his year, and he's going to say, I understand, I'm giving, you know, Din V'chesh, when I'm standing in front of the Kisei HaKovid. When he does that, it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know why? Because right now he's acknowledging, what he's acknowledging is that his entire world is Nisim. She'kolt Vareinu U'mikreinu Kulam Nisim. And where does that Amunah come from? The Ramban said it came from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It came from the Nisim HaGdoilam HaMefursamim. You know what that means? You're making a Zeichel now, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because without Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not here. So this avoidah of tapping into Nisim HaNistarim that comes from a Hakara on the Nisim HaMefursamim, which was Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe that's the Pshat, Umin HaNisim HaGdoilam HaMefursamim of the Moida B'Nisim HaNistarim. But maybe it could just be Moisef, one Nakuda, and maybe this is even Emes. And that is, amongst the Psukim of Malchias on Rosh Hashanah, so we mention Aleinu, right? Aleinu features very prominently on the Yomim Neiran. Fact, if you take a look at the Rishonim, in their Pirushim on Rosh Hashanah, they wrote a Pirush on Aleinu, because Aleinu is very critical, it's very important, right? So if you ever wanted to learn Aleinu, B'ian, right, you wanted to go through Aleinu Kipshuta, so to speak, take a look in the Rosh Hashanah Rishonim, there's a lot there. One of the verses that we say in Aleinu is, we mention the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to be L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. If you take a look at David Ram says, why do we mention the Shem Shakai in Aleinu? What does that have to do with anything? Says the Ramban, the Bir Advarim is, I'm sorry, says the Avud Ram, because there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says that the Shem Shakai is a Shem where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm about to do something now, but I'm going to hold off a little bit, right? Restriction. I'm going to hold off a little bit. Die. I'm going to be toila. I'm going to suspend. So says the Avud Ram, that being that on Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yosef, Al Kisei Din, and if there's a Beinoni, if there's someone that's not ready to be judged, he doesn't get judged until Yom Kippur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up being toile his judgment. So being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toile his judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exercising. He's showing the midah of Shakai, and that's why on Rosh Hashanah we mention L'saki Noyim B'malcho Shakai, right? Ulefisha B'Rosh Hashanah toile chatas Adam Ad Yom HaKippurim, there is some Yashuv, Amar Kan Shem Shakai. That's why says the Avud Ram, we say the same Shakai. If you take a look in the Pirish of the Riben Yakar, he was Rashi's Rebbe. The Pirush of the Rebbe Ben Yochanan and Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. B'malchus Shakai al shem shahamokim toila hachet ben Rosh Hashanah v'yoyim ha-kipurim u'maskir shakai k'damrinu b'tanchuma v'chulu. It's based on this idea. So the Rishonim saw in these words, l'sakinayim b'malchus Shakai, that Shakai is epis the shem of Rosh Hashanah. Somewhere on Rosh Hashanah, you see the shem Shakai more than you would see it on another day of the year. And the question is, where do you see it? So they're both. Shneim nischabnu l'dover echad. Avud Ram and the Riben Yakar, they were Mitzayin a Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash Tanchuma says that Shakai is when you toil something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toil sometimes until Yom Kippur, and that's this Indian of the Shem Shakai. But Lefi the Ramban, Lefi Hanal, I think it's Poshit Umeduyik Adla Ma'oid Mamish, maybe even Emes. And that is because what did the Ramban say is the shame of Shakai? Anikel Shakai. Right, v'erol Avram el Yitzchok v'el Yaakov b'kel Shakai. It's the shame that shows that I am the Melech and your fate has nothing to do with Teva. Shekol mikreinu udvareinu nisim. Every single thing that happens to us is all a miracle. And that is really a chiddush. It's a miracle. It's nisim anastarim. It's not nisim agluyim. But at the same time, it is a miracle. It is a miracle. And how do those miracles take place? They take place with the shame of Shakai. If that's the case, on Rosh Hashanah, it's so poshut. How manifest is the shame Shakai? L'sakei noilam b'malchus Shakai. This is a shame. The whole Rosh Hashanah of the fact that Klal Yisrael is being judged and they're being judged based on Schar V'Oynesh, based on their mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim, that is the greatest expression of the Shem Shakai. That's L'sakinayim B'malcho Shakai. And the emes is, I think if you look back in Aleinu, right, what do we say? Al-Kein Akav L'cha Hashem Aleikeinu. L'rois mehera b'seferus uzecha. L'haver gilulim in ha'aretz. V'ha'alilim koreisi koreison. L'sakin oilim b'malchus shaka. What's the tefillah? The tefillah is that right now we understand there's a world of teva. There's a world of mikra. There's a world of kechavim u'mazalis. Even the Umay Yisraelim, when they get judged on Rosh Hashanah, Zokta Barbanel, they're being judged. It's just their teva is being set into motion. But doesn't mean they're being judged in a hands-on way. That's because the Umay Yisraelim are Uvdei Avodah Zarah. That's because then that Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's because we still have Avodah Zarah in the world. And it's for that reason, it's only us. It's only Klal Yisrael that have this special connection. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. No more Kechavim, no more Mazalos. You know what's going to happen then? There's going to be a Tikkun Olam. You know what the Tikkun Olam is going to be? L'sakein Olam b'malchus shakai. V'chol b'nei v'asa yikru v'shmecha. L'hafnei seylecho kol rishi yaretz. Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel. Ki l'choticha kol berech tishav kol oshoin. L'fonecha Hashem aleken yuchu v'yipal. That's the whole point. The avoda, the whole point is v'alkein nekav l'cha Hashem alekenu. That when it's going to be l'haver gelulim in ha'aretz v'alilim koresi koreson, you're not going to even have that pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan that the Ramban talks about. You're not even going to have that the Asher cholak Hashem alekecha oisam lechol amim tachas ha'shamayim. It's going to be gone. So then it's going to be a tikkun olam. The whole world is going to come soon to malchus shakai. Yeah, the world might still look like it's teva. No one's saying the sea is going to be split every day. But what is going to happen is the entire world is going to operate through the shem shakai. L'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. The shem shakai, like the Ramban explains it in Parshas Lech Lecha. The shem shakai, like the Ramban explains it in Parshas Ve'era. You know, just to end with one hergish. Just to end with one Hergish, and that is, you know, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis, it goes to the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said, Benison Nigalu, Betishrei Asidim Ligal. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, Benison Nigalu, Ubenison Asidim Ligal. There was machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the Geula is going to come. Is it going to come in Tishrei or is it going to come in Nisan? One thing it's mavur in the Gemara, that Tishrei is a zman of Nisan, and Nisan is a zman of Nisan. They're both zmani geula. Machlekes was, is it b'tishrei asidim ligal or is it b'nisan asidim ligal? Asher b'muscharish and tzarech beer. The fact that chodesh Nisan is a chodesh of geula, it's a chodesh of Nisan, right? That's the chodesh asher Yeshua is makifa. So that's pashit, right? That's something that we know. We know that that's a chodesh of Yeshua. Aber vu kumt arayin. Chodesh Tishrei, where the Nisan of Chodesh Tishrei? Abelulei de Mistafina, could be the Nisan of Chodesh Tishrei or the Nisan Manistarim. Because Chodesh Tishrei is the Chodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the year. And the year is set not based on the Marchis HaShemayim. It's not based on the Kechavim and the Mazalos. And it's not based on what your research is going to tell you and what the next gen analytics tell you. It's based on Schar V'Oinish. It's based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates, because every single thing that we do is Kulam Nisan. And if that's the case, really, Chodesh Tishrei and Chodesh Nishlan are both Chadoshim of Nisan. You know, we mentioned that the Ramban talks about this Indian in so many places. One of the places the Ramban talks about is in his Akdama to his Pirush on Sefer Iyev. Right? The Ramban wrote a famous Pirush on Iyev, and he wrote Akdama to his Pirush on Iyev. And in that Akdama, he talks about this Indian. Right? Everywhere the Ramban talks, he talks about this Indian. This is the Yusoyid of the Ramban. Right? I think it's Pashit, going out on a limb here, that when the Chassam Sofer writes in his Sava that you should learn Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban, ki hu roish emunah, right? It's the foundation of our emunah. I think on top of all the Rambans, he probably meant this Ramban. This is the foundation of our emunah. I mean, without this, we missed the boat completely. But here's the point. Says the Ramban over there that this Nisim Nistarim and this Nisim Mefursamim, and then he says, and Ein Bein Zelozeh, right? All the Mishnayos have Ein Beins. Ein Bein Zelozeh, Rak min hanistolim aforsim. The whole chilik between the two miracles are one is nisim anistarim and the other one is nisim amifursamim. There is no other chilik, because at the end of the day they're all nisim. But here's the point: Chodesh Tishrei is a zman of Nisan, and Chodesh Nisan is a zman of Nisim. One is a mahalach of nisim hanistarim. The other one is a mahalach of nisim amifursamim. She'ein bein zeh lezeh ela min hanistol amifursim. That's the whole nafkamina. It's literally the last name. But as it relates to miracles, they're both incredible. Incredible miracles. They both defy Teva. I mean, that's what a miracle is. If it defies Teva, it's a miracle. And they're both equally defying miracles. You know, mi idea, if the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua has something to do with, you know, the raid that we've spoken about over the years, whether the Gula Asida is going to happen al piderech hateva, or the Gula Asida is going to happen al yedei nisim geluyim. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds betishrei asidim ligal, that's the zman of nisim anastara. And maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds it's the zman of, you know, nisim hamifursamim. I was even thinking, ad kidei kach, the Gemara says, what happened to Chodesh Tishrei? Betishrei nifkita sara rochel v'chana, Betishrei yotze Yosef mi beis nasurim, u betishrei the shibur and mitzrayim of all the yidden stopped. What do all those things have in common? They're all nisim anistarim, right? The Ramban refers to nifke the sara as nisim anistarim. So these are all nisim anistarim. The fact that a woman had a baby was at the end of the day nisim anistarim. Yotze Yosef mi beis nasurim. I mean, obviously it's incredibly amazing, but it's nisim anistarim. And even the fact that the Jews stopped working in Mitzrayim, it's the one element of Yetzias Mitzrayim that didn't involve nisim anifursamim. In Chodesh Tishrei, all the great things that happened, all the meiridige zachen that happened in Chodesh Tishrei, were all nisim anistarim. What happened in Chodesh Nisam? All the nisim in the flies. Kriyas Yamsuf, the 10 makis, max pechayis, that all happened in Chodesh Nisan. Tishrei is the chodesh of nisim anistarim. Nisan is the chodesh of nisim amefursam. They're both zmane geula. Right, in the machleks were lezer vishu, we know all the svar makdoshim say, elu ve'elu divra likim chayim. So we know there's a zman of geula of Tishrei asidim ligal, and there's a zman of geula of nisim asidim ligal. It could be the chiluk is this nekuda mamish. It's the nisim anistarim, the nisim amefursam, asha'im bein zelo ze elam min anistar elam amefursam. But just to end with one last hergish, and that is, we said this over many, many years ago. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph and other places as well, Mi mois Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu elo mu'uber. Right, from the times of Ezra further, we never find that the Chachamim were ma'aber chodesh el. If you go through the sugi over there, what emerges is one other chodesh they were never ma'aber. They were never ma'aber chodesh Adar. There were 2 months that they never added a day to. They were never ma'aber Elul, and they were never Ma'aber Adar. So Rabbi Yonasan Steif said, that why is it these 2 months that they were never Ma'aber? He said, because Chazal say, B'tishrei asidim ligal, B'nisan asidim ligal. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Or Be'elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim. They're both Semanim of Geula. The Chachamim understood that when you're coming close, you're mamish at the precipice. You're at the doorstep of Chodesh Tishrei. We're not going to add another day of Elul. We're not going to push it off one day. You're at the doorstep of Chodesh Nisan. We're not pushing it off one day. This is not something that we're going to go ahead and do. These are the two zmanim of Geula. And it's for that reason the Chachamim never wanted to push off the zman of Geula even one day. We're coming to Chodesh Tishrei. It's a zman of Geula. It's a zman of Nisim Anastarim. We should be zoicha to Nisim Anastarim. We should be zoicha to Nisim Amifursamim. We should all come to Akara, a realization that all these things that we want, everything it is, there's no such thing, ah, chava shlechta mazel, and the doctors told me this, or the statistics are telling me that, or I can't get out of my own way. It doesn't work that way. It works. That's a real thing. It's a real avoida. And that also gets said on Rosh Hashanah. That's also Rosh. All those statistics also get dictated on Rosh Hashanah. But as it relates to us, as no shaychus. There's no shaychus to us. She'ein lo adam chelik b'tayrus Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'yamin she'kol dvareinu u'mekreinu kulam nisim ein ba'em teva munhagay shalaylam. I don't know. My hergish is, we started off, what in the world does Rosh Hashanah have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? We just, to me, what does it not have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? I think this Ramban is more appropriate in a way. For sure, the ending to Rosh Hashanah that it is Yetzias Mitzrayim. But either way, Rosh Hashanah, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the emunah that the Yid shows and expresses on Rosh Hashanah, it's fire. It's mamish, the whole foundation. Regardless, we should be Zeichel Taka to the Geula of Tishrei, the Karoiv, the Bias Gael Tzedek, Meher B'Yemenu. Amen.